Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First Peter. He said, elect, verse 2, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. That is how I became an elect. How? We were elected through. Hey, somebody underline that fast. It's very deep. We are elected through sanctification of the Spirit. Sanctification there is cleansing of the Spirit. Unto what? Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. You see? So before you answer him, amen, he described who an elect is. Before he blessed them, he said, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and verse 14. But we abound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Through what? Through what? Through sanctification. See, Peter said the same thing. Apostle Paul, here again to the Thessalonian church, is saying the same thing again. Because God has from the beginning choosing you to salvation. Our salvation is through the process of sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Two things. Hallelujah. If you are a seed of God, the first one is that He, God, will take you through the process of sanctification. It's not enough that you enter water. Water is to break the curse that has been following against us, water baptism. But after that, if it is God that has called you, He will begin to position you to deal with that serpent seed that is mixed inside of you. To cleanse you, the process of sanctification is the process of removing that sin nature. All the excesses of the flesh, all ungodliness, your mind, your heart is renewed, rearranged, your spirit is changed. The things that used to excite your spirit man, suddenly, you know, you get repulsive when you come around them. The worldly music offend your spirit reject it. When you're in an unholy atmosphere, your spirit will reject it. When you find yourself doing anything that does not bring glory to God, your spirit will react. It is as a result of a process of cleansing called sanctification. Until you can stand and it is a supernatural work of God. It's not you making any effort to stop to drink, to stop to smoke, to stop. The interest just dies like that. Until you yourself, you'll be wondering, now maybe this, I know they smoke again. Hey! Now maybe this, they give me beer, I know they drink. Hey! Now maybe this, if I lie, no more peace. until I go and cry, I beg, I'm sorry. That's why I talk, not lie. Then peace comes upon you. Hallelujah. Now maybe this. This is to abuse me. And not vex, come out in teeth. Ah! I don't change. Hey, two, I'm born again. Because I know who I've been before. I will show you where I come from. We have not had people who claim to be Christians. Don't try me or you will know the other side of me. They still have the other side reserved somewhere. They keep it in case they need it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not a Christian. You're not a Christian. Nothing. You are not a Christian. No. I am saying it hard for somebody to begin to take your Christian life more seriously, or for you to know that true, you are a devil. You should be sincere with yourself now. You are a devil. You know you are a devil. You are a devil. You have not seen after somebody received the Holy Ghost. As I was explaining. Suddenly. When he was did not have the Holy Ghost, you did not hear anything. Very humble. But as soon as he received an anointing and a gift, begin to operate. Even the way he walked will change. You talking to me like that? Amen. If it is God that you received, praise the Lord. Who sent me that text on humility? Who was the person? Is it a man or a woman? I replied to you. It was a very interesting, because it has to do with what I'm making now. Microphone, hurry up. Give him. Oh, you are the one.
Go ahead. Yeah, I asked a question, sir. I said that I sense humility in you very much. And I asked the question, was it in the process as a cause of your conversion that it grew up, or was it a natural something with you as an individual? Praise the Lord.
Yes. He said that the humility he sees around me, he said, is it a natural trait or is something I acquired as a result of my conversion? And I sent him the answer. I said, listen, I said, two things happen when you have a genuine experience with God. I said, the first thing that happens when you have a genuine experience with God is that it keeps you humble. A true revelation of salvation makes you act like Apostle Paul acts. All his achievement, he counted them as what? Dung. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. And I told him, certainly I am not like this. Oh, it is an evidence of my conversion. Because that's a colleague in the military. We as officers in the military, we are trained to be proud. You can imagine somebody that is trained to be proud. Every military officer, we are trained to be proud. I don't know whether it's still maintained now. Have you ever seen a military officer in uniform? I mean a commissioned officer. Sit down, Okada. If they see you, even take bus, public bus, you are in trouble if they see you. You are supposed to charter taxi. Charter it. You are not supposed to be seen in beer parlor. You are not. Look, you are trained. That is why. Have you seen the way when they wear uniform, the way they walk? They own the whole world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, the way I am now, it is evidence I have met with God. I have met with God. Praise the Lord. And God will use me to judge those who were not even in the military. And their own. They started to be proud after a gift started manifesting. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let me not go too far. That is evidence of conversion. That's evidence. Evidence of conversion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know, somebody is diverting my attention here. He said, Pastor, you said the rain is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but I think it is the anointing. And he said, question, is the rain the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or is it the anointing which can be given to both true and false seed? I told you, you listen to me when I am speaking. Listen, listen. Maybe somebody didn't understand me. Genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost is that rain. The rain that falls on the just and the unjust. I say, when that rain falls, a true predestinated seed that is in that place that the rain is falling, the Holy Ghost will fall and pierce through to the soul. But he who is not his own, his name is not in the book of life, his own, that same Holy Ghost, we end only in the spirit. Because he knows who he has come for. Am I clear? That is the rain. Certainty. Pastor Thomas, what is written? It's written. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is the mystery that people don't know. If not, receive the Holy Ghost. Me and you will stand like this. I fall down, bro. Begin to speak in tongues. And from that day, my life changed. You too, begin to see vision even higher than me. But from that day, now you begin to acquire girlfriends inside church. But from that day, now my own change. You from that day, now you start the life where me, I don't come out to this. And yet it is the same Holy Ghost that came down. Why? The one that the name is in the book of life. The spirit came and said, hey, now this one I define. He will follow me and pierce through to my soul. But he will come to the other one. This one said, he want anointing. He want anointing. Take it. Do you know the same blessing that he gave Isaac is the same blessing that was given to Ishmael? 12 princes will come out of you, Isaac. The same thing. 12 princes today. They're in the Jacob. The same blessing. But there is a promise. Hallelujah. Was on a particular person. By the same God. The rain fall on the just and the unjust. One fall, and by that fall, it worked regeneration on one. On the other one, it anointed the serpentine nature more on you. It's a mystery of redemption. By their fruits, ye shall know them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I try to let you know that our call is a holy call. It's a holy call. We are called to serve him in holiness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's read one scripture. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Are we there? Hallelujah. I want somebody to go to the mountain after this. Make your calling an election. Sure. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 18. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 18. Are we there? Amen. Our God is a good God. Verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Sinneth not here is you have no pleasure in sin. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. And the church will say,
amen.
Now, verse 18 again. Let me read verse 18 again. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Why does one that is born of God, why can he not sin? Why does he not have pleasure in sin? 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Your father is righteous, therefore you too will be righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. That is, you are a seed of devil if you have pleasure in sin. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Why? For God's seed, his seed, remained in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. You see? Which seed? The seed that you were born with is an incorruptible seed. The word of God. There are people that are born by the will of man, not the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I say, we are born again by the will of God, not by the will of man. There are some people that are born by the will of man. I've explained this here before. The scripture says so. Hallelujah. John, go to the book of John. John chapter 1, verse 12 and verse 13. The scripture I'm looking for is here. John chapter 1. But as many, verse 12 and verse 13, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which we are born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of whose will? The will of God. To be born again by the will of God, not the will of the flesh, not the will of man. It means some people will be born again by the will of flesh. Do you know the will of flesh? Listen, church. The will of flesh is you. You suffer. Oh, you don't know what to do again. Oh, you say, make I try this church people say. Then you decided to go to church. From that day, you buy a new Bible. Then you say, I am born again. I'm born again now. That is the will of the flesh. Now, Wahala send you to Jesus. Maybe he call you. The will of man. The will of man is, you want to give your life to Christ? Stand up. Stand up. When I was inside the Ikoyi prison, ministers from Four Square Gospel that came down, when they preach finish, I used to go and sit down in the church there, make a hear what they do the past time. Make a hear what they do. Inside prison yard. Then, when it is time, because they sent them there, so they have to take a report of how many people gave their life to Christ. From there, they will promote them from lay reader to pastor, senior pastor. You know, depend on the report. So that day, then they will come. Stand up. They make altar call. Why are you sitting down? The others will go around. Stand up now, brother. Stand up. Give your life to Christ. Stand up. Stand up. Give your life to Christ. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Give your life to Christ. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. They came to me. They said, stand up. I said, stand up for what? Stand up for what now? I heard what you say. You don't say anything to convince me. So what do you want me to stand? I should go to the altar for what? But some people stood up. And they stood up like that and they went to the altar. Say after me. Father. Say it. Father. The man worry you too much. So, Father. From today. I'm born again. Did you say that? You are born again. This one, you are born again by the will of man. Not the will of God. Now that man make you born again. And you are born again because he said you should say you are born again. So you are born again by the will of man. Not the will of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is the nonsense that is going on in churches today. And people think that they are born again. You can, and he that is truly born again does not commit sin. Why? His seed remaineth in him. The thing that made you to give your life to Christ is in you. Anytime you want to do anything contrary to the will, that seed will remind you, don't do it. Don't do it. That thing that he planted on you that made you to take a decision to serve him is in you. Therefore, you can't have pleasure in sin. And if for any reason you fall, that thing continue to torment you until you go and make it right. You do restitution. You go and confess until you repent. That is it. Which seed, therefore, is in you? That every day you commit iniquity, you drink iniquity like water. And yet, everybody in your environment know you to be a Christian. No. 1 John chapter 2. Let me read that and close on shortly. 1 John. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. I want you to mark these scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, verse 28. And now, little children, he said, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, boldness, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Is born of him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the truth now. That's the truth. Now, the second thing that our calling, we are called unto sanctification. And the second one is believe of the truth. That's what 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, 14, 15 says. Praise the Lord. And what is it? To believe the truth. What is it? What does it mean to believe the truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. Hallelujah. Pilate asked him, what is truth? What is truth? Not too many people know what is truth. See truth standing before him, he's asking, what is truth? Truth is Jesus Christ. The way that God has made. Any other way is the way of a thief. They will never get to God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. First John chapter 2 and verse 3. This is the way he put it. Hallelujah. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that said he abideth in him, Jesus, ought himself also so to walk, even as he, Jesus Christ, walked. The Bible truly is a mirror. It's a mirror. So that everybody reading this Bible, you can know which side you belong. You will know whether you're a hypocrite or you're a true Christian. It's very easy to know. Very, very easy to know. In John 4:24, he says, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. In John 8:32, he says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. And to believe the truth, to know the truth, is evidence that you know the truth, is that wherever truth is spoken, you will recognize it. You will accept it. You will eat it. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. What he's saying is, except you understand what he did on the cross of Calvary, his flesh that was offered and his blood that was offered, except you understand what it means, you will never have eternal life. Because there are people that hold Bible and they still don't understand what happened on the cross of Calvary, because they have not yet benefited from what happened on the cross on Calvary. If you are still living a life contrary to this Bible, you have not benefited from the cross on Calvary. No matter how much you say in Jesus' name, demons are cast out. Remember Matthew 7 says, not all that say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. He said, at that day, many will come and say, I was not in your name. I cast out devil in your name. I did this and that. He will say, get away from me. He said, I didn't even know you. Get away, you that walk iniquity. So, Jesus did not just go to the cross on Calvary to give us anointing to cast out devils. He went to the cross on Calvary to change a sinner to a saint. That is the major reason he went to the cross on Calvary. That's the truth. That is the major reason. Any other attachment, they are just attachment. Until you catch that, you are not yet a follower of the truth. And John 8:31, he says, if you who claim to be my disciples, evidence that you are my disciples, say, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. The evidence that you are a disciple is a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. The evidence is that you will continue. You will not start and stop halfway. When the storms rage, that's why I say crayfish, you bend. When frustrations come, you step backward. Temptations come. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And some people brag because God has given them revelation. You know the doctrine of the serpent seed. You know the doctrine who is the Antichrist. You know correct water baptism. You know the Godhead. In fact, you know the prophet of this age. You know all the mysteries in the Bible. Hey, Judas also knew them. Judas also knew them. Demas also knew them. Alexander the coppersmith, he also knew these mysteries. He knew them. Jesus will speak in parables to the outside world. then there is a few group of people, 12 disciples, that he will give them the depth of the meaning of the parable. Judas was among those that knew the depth of the mystery of those parables. Yes! Hallelujah. He could not make it. So you get why Peter said, be diligent to making your calling an election. Sure. He said, be diligent. Because some people will not understand why Apostle Paul said, you should work out your salvation. Work it out in fear and tremble. The evidence you are a seed of God is reflected in your attitude towards your eternal destination. The way you live your life will show where you are coming from. Judas had a position. Judas was close to Jesus. He was sleeping with him. He was rising with him. They were bathing together. They were eating together. They were praying together. They discussed together. Very, very close. In fact, he was so close until he was the next important person in that church to Jesus Christ. He was the treasurer, the head deacon. And yet, he did not make it. That's why I told you, church, the true seed of God that are here, if it is gift that is making you to be a member of this church, prepare, gift will soon take you out of this church. If it is anointing that brought you to this church, because there are some people that are busy, they are here in this church. Some of them serving in various capacities in this church. All that they came to this church to collect is the anointing. When they feel they have collected enough, then they will take off, go out and say they want to open their own church. With what? There's one of them that left to go and open church. We stood him up before all church workers. He has spent more than 10 years in this church. Can you name the 7-star messengers? He stood up. 7 church age messenger. Apostle Paul, Brother Abraham, Apostle Paul. I don't forget. We were so embarrassed. Shame catch us. But every day, fire. Vibrating, and you know nothing about the source of that vibration. That is not the identity of the bride. The identity of the bride is the word of God, because we are a word bride. Church, listen, I have said it to all the ministers, I have said it again to all of them listening to me now on air. Church, anybody that will leave this church to go and start a ministry that you hope to counter or fit into or join what is going on out there, if you are, it's like a restaurant. Anybody, have you gone to some places where you see signboard, restaurants plenty? I have seen some restaurants. I went to Gombe in the car park, in the garage, I saw a sign, Mama Mbogidi. Wanyoka. He began to name all the Igbo delicacies. I saw another one. Now, Mama Kalaba. Then he put his own there. Hallelujah. Now, If you are going to open your own restaurant, you must have something that Mama Nyasa and this one don't have. If not, you will get customers. So, let me tell you, what the church lack is not anointing. In the outside world there, the church is blessed with anointing, nyafu, everywhere, because if you don't have anointing, nobody will come. And so, before you know what, some of them now go and jam it and jam plus the original one, plus the one they will add on top to make people say they are anointed. Then you want to go out. Church, this ministry, that's why I told the press department. I said, we went to a television station, Time TV, some few years back. We wanted to use their station, you know, on our daily broadcast. And the owner of the station came to me. He said, you see, to package this in so that people will come, anytime you come on air, be given testimonies. Just be given testimonies of what God is doing in your ministry, because that is what people like to hear. And they will come. Then I say, sorry, sir. That's not what I'm bringing to your station. He said, what are you bringing? You just waste the money for nothing. How will they get sponsor? I say, I am going to spice your station. I am going to give your station something that other pastors don't have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, what is it? I said, the word. I said, I don't want to be known as a miracle working pastor. I want the whole world to know me as a teacher of the word. That's what I want, my identity. They have enough anointing there. They need somebody to teach them Bible. Therefore, ministers, people are tired of abracadabra outside. Don't waste your time looking for anointing here. Look for the revelation of the word. Somebody will enter your church and he will hear something he has not heard before. He will sit down there. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That sister, Benita, you told me she was a teacher in her former church. But just invited her to one program here, making your calling relation sure in June. The last day, she came here, she said, she heard what she has never heard before. She didn't say, I saw what I didn't see before. Because she has seen miracle tire. Maybe her pastor has his own in his hand. Take it. You fall down. Take it. Amen. Every day she has been falling. Every time she will fall, she will stand up again. She will fall, she will stand up again. But one day she came here. On Friday she heard something she didn't hear before. On Saturday she phoned her church and said, I'm not coming again. I resign. I've seen what my soul has been looking for. And so many of you here, it was anointing problem that brought you here. But when you came in here, you had something that made your problem to look little. You decided, even if this problem will kill me, let me go to heaven. All of a sudden, you understood what true salvation is all about. The last scripture, 1 John chapter 3. The first three verses there. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 3. Every one of us, shall we read it together? Shall we go? And every man that had this hope in him purified himself even as he is pure. You have a hope of going there, of seeing Jesus face to face. You have a hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have a hope of living a life. Hallelujah. That's free from all these struggles. Free from all these struggles. You have a hope. He said, everyone that has this hope in him purifies sanctification. Purifies himself even as he, Jesus Christ, is pure. I don't finish. Because there are some, even if I start talking until evening, then they lose their time, the appointment they have with their girlfriend. There are some people here, maybe there's a sister here, when you close here now, now your boyfriend has to go sleep, from there you can't go work tomorrow. Now it's true now, no matter how you say it, the reason is because such people, there's nothing in you to receive truth. The seed is not in you. Ah! May you receive that seed. Bow down your head wherever you are. This is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. Oh, this is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. Sing anointing. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. Sing anointing. Oh, cover my head to God. Oh, give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. Sing anointing. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, give me the power to do your will. Oh, Lord. Sing anointing. Your head. See, I was not saying this to condemn anybody. If you are not a seed of God, God will not bring you to come this way. Those who are not seed of God, God will not give them opportunity to hear something that they can repent. I'm saying it hard so that every true seed of God living careless life, you can wake up and face reality. You will not die on family death, but who knows the time? Who owns the time? God owns the time. What if he calls you home tomorrow? In which estate will you face him? After hearing all these truths, he's a merciful God. I don't know how many here that believe you are a seed of God, but you have lived a careless life. You have disgraced the name of the Lord. You have not positioned yourself for God to finish his work of redemption, salvation in you. You have not done it. But today, you are submitting yourself. You are surrendering before him. Just as you are, that the Lord will touch you and do something that can make you also speak boldly. Like this wretched sinner, Pastor Moses Alu, that has been changed. Like this, you too, you can be changed like him. He's not a partial God. I'm not the only one. You're hearing my own. There's somebody sitting next to you there. Their testimonies are even better than my own. They're sitting there. You can hear my own. There are others there. I am not the only one. Many of them are positioning themselves for God to walk a walk of salvation. Why are you so careless? He doesn't love you. He won't give you that grace. He won't cause you to come here. Who will tell the Lord as you are praying now? For your heart. I surrender, Lord. I surrender. Touch me one more time. Oh. I'm talking to Christians. Touch me one more time. Oh.
I need a touch.
I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time.
Touch me one more time.
That's the prayer of a fox living Christian. Yeah. That's the prayer of a true seed of God. I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time.
Touch me one more time.
It's our prayer, Lord. Touch me one
more time.
Lord, you minister to me this morning. You want to use this exhortation to give somebody the Holy Ghost. Is that person here today, Lord? Is that person here, Papa? Whoever it is that you've decided to settle on, Lord. By giving that person eternal life and experience that we anchor that person who has been wallowing in sin and been wanting a way to come out. Is the person here today, Lord, you say you will use it to give somebody eternal life. Who is the person, Lord? Touch me one more time. Oh, Lord. Touch me one more time.
I need a touch
from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh. Every heart that is open here today, Lord, arrest that heart to your glory today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every heart, Papa, that is open, Lord, desiring Holy Spirit of God, a closer walk with you. Father, fulfill their heart desire in the name of Jesus Christ. That power that throws you backward when you want to go forward spiritually, that power, somebody here, is broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it again, that power, somebody here, anytime you want to move forward spiritually, that weakness will come and draw you back. It may be a weakness of anger, a weakness that comes from frustrations of life. A besetting sin that after you finish, you begin to regret it. It is broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. The work, Father Lord, to prepare somebody here for the rapture. Father, complete it, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Do something in the life of everyone hearing me, Lord, that will make us to fear you, Papa, to love you, Papa, to desire to walk with you, Papa, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, do something to make the sinner repent. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are happy with me, everybody, amen.